It's a clear Saturday morning at a towered field. You've done your run-up, your number one, and the controller keys up and says, Cessna 85 X-ray runway 31, line up and wait. And for just a second, your hand hovers. What does he actually want me to do? If that little hesitation feels familiar, stick with me, because today we're going to take that pause and turn it into a reflex. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern, the show where we try to make you a sharper, safer pilot one honest conversation at a time. Today we're talking about radio phraseology, and specifically the phrase that trips up more students and honestly more rusty certificated pilots than almost any other one on the frequency. Line up and wait. Before we get into it, let me give a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones that cost you real sweat and real money. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's walk through this together. Here's the history, because the history is actually the whole point. For decades in the United States, when a controller wanted you to taxi onto the runway and hold there for a takeoff clearance, the phrase was position and hold. Taxi into position on the runway and hold position and hold. If you learned to fly before about 2010, that phrase is burned into your brain. Then, on a specific date, and I want you to remember it because it matters. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, changed it. September 30th, 2010, as of that day, position and hold was retired in the United States, and it was replaced with line up and wait. Why on earth would they change a phrase that everybody already knew? That's the question I get every time this comes up, and the answer is one word, runways. The rest of the world, under the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, had been using line up and wait for years. The United States was the odd one out with position and hold. And when you fly international? When you've got airliners full of people crossing borders, having two different phrases for the exact same, very dangerous maneuver is a problem waiting to happen. So the FAA harmonized. They joined the rest of the planet. But here's the part that makes it matter to you and me, the general aviation pilots flying out of our home fields. This change was about runway safety. It was about runway incursions, and a runway incursion is exactly what it sounds like. It's an airplane, a vehicle, or a person somewhere on a runway where they're not supposed to be, at a time they're not supposed to be there. Let me tell you what line up and wait actually means, and then let me tell you what's going on underneath it, because that's where the safety lives. When a controller says line up and wait, they are telling you to taxi onto the runway, line up on the center line in the direction of departure, and then stop and wait. You're now sitting on an active runway. You do not have a takeoff clearance. You have not been cleared for takeoff. You are simply positioned and holding for one that's coming. Why would a controller do that? A bunch of good reasons. Maybe there's an airplane on short final that's going to land and clear, and the controller wants you ready to roll the instant that runway is yours. Maybe there's wake turbulence spacing they're managing behind a departure ahead of you. Maybe there's a release time they're waiting on from the next facility up the line. Lining you up and waiting saves time. It gets you ready. But it also puts you in the single most exposed position in all of aviation. You are stopped on the runway, pointed down the pavement, often unable to see traffic on final behind you. So, let's talk about how you handle it, step by step. Like the instructor you wish you'd had is sitting in the right seat. Step 1. The read back. This is not optional, and this is not the place to get lazy or clever. When a controller gives you line up and wait, you read it back with your call sign. Line up and wait, runway 31, Cessna 85 X-ray. You say the runway, you say your call sign. The examiner is looking for exactly that on your check ride, and the controller is listening for exactly that on frequency, because your read back is how they confirm the right airplane heard the right instruction. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The read back isn't a courtesy. It's a safety check that catches the wrong airplane taking the wrong instruction before anybody moves. If you mumble it, or you drop the runway number, or you just click the mic and say, Roger, you've broken the one link in the chain that catches the mistake. Step 2, before you roll onto that runway, you look. You physically clear the final approach course. Turn your head, look down the approach path for the runway you're about to occupy. Controllers are human, they can lose track. They can be managing 6 things at once. You are the pilot in command. And the airplane on final is a threat you can sometimes see with your own eyes before anyone says a word. Clear it. Step 3. You get on the center line, you line up in takeoff direction, and now here's the discipline part. You wait, actively, not passively. Let me explain the difference, because it's everything. Passive waiting is you sitting on the runway, running your pre-takeoff flow again, fiddling with a transponder, maybe glancing at your phone, waiting for a voice to tell you to go. That's how people get hurt. Active waiting is you sitting on that runway with a clock running in your head and a question on a loop. How long have I been here? And, does the controller still know I'm here? Because I want to tell you about the accident that lives underneath this entire phrase. There have been fatal collisions in aviation history that started exactly like this. An airplane told to line up and wait, or in the old phrasing position and hold. And then something happens. The controller gets busy. A shift change. A distraction. A frequency congestion problem. And the controller forgets that there's an airplane sitting on the runway. And then that same controller clears another airplane to land, or clears another airplane for takeoff, on that same runway. And now you've got two airplanes on one piece of pavement, and one of them was sitting still, blind, waiting for a clearance that the controller forgot they never gave. This isn't hypothetical. The FAA studied this. That's a big part of why the readback rules are what they are, and why the phraseology got tightened up. When you are told to line up and wait, there is often a specific reason given to you, like line up and wait, traffic landing runway 31. And if there's a traffic reason, you should hear it. If a controller lines you up and waits and then there's a delay, the procedures call for the controller to give you the reason for that delay if you're going to be sitting there for a while. So here's your practical takeaway, and write this one on your kneeboard. If you have been sitting in position on a runway for more than a couple of minutes with no word, you do not keep sitting there quietly. You key the mic, tower, Cessna 85 X-ray holding in position, runway 31. You remind them you exist. You break the silence. That transmission has saved lives. It is not annoying. It is not bothering anyone. It is you being the last line of defense for your own airplane. Nobody has ever died because a pilot politely reminded a controller they were sitting on the runway. The accidents run the other direction. Now, let me connect this to a couple of other pieces of phraseology, because line up and wait doesn't live alone, it lives in a family. And understanding the family is how you stop hesitating on the radio. First, understand the difference between three instructions that sound similar to a nervous student but mean completely different things. Hold short of runway 31. That means stop before the runway. Do not cross the hold short line. You are staying on the taxiway. This instruction by regulation requires a read back that includes the runway. You must read back all hold short instructions. The examiner is looking for that every time. Line up and wait, runway 31. That means taxi onto the runway, line up and stop. You are on the runway now, but you are not cleared to go. Runway 31, cleared for takeoff. That, and only that, means go. You do not begin your takeoff roll on anything less than the words cleared for takeoff. Not line up and wait, not Roger, not a hunch. Cleared for takeoff. Here's the trap that catches people. You get lined up and waiting, you're keyed up. Adrenaline's going, you're pointed down the runway, and your brain wants to go. Everything about your body position says go. And then the controller keys up to say something totally routine to another airplane. And in your prime state, you hear a clearance that was never given. Your hand goes to the throttle. The fix is simple, and it's a habit. You do not move that throttle until you have heard your call sign and the words cleared for takeoff together in the same transmission directed at you. If you didn't hear your call sign, it wasn't for you. Full stop. Let me give you one more real scenario, because scenario-based thinking is how this actually sticks. You're number one for departure, lined up and waiting. There's a bonanza on a 2-mile final. The controller is waiting for that bonanza to land and clear so they can send you. You're doing everything right. You've cleared final, you saw the bonanza, you know the plan. Now the bonanza floats, balloons the landing, goes around, calls it, and now there's a go-around happening over the top of the runway you're sitting on. What do? You wait. You do not panic and firewall it to get out of the way, because you have no takeoff clearance and you have an airplane maneuvering above and ahead of you. You hold your position, you keep your eyes moving, and you let the controller sort the picture out. If they need you to do something, they'll tell you. Your job in that moment is to be exactly where you said you'd be. Predictable on the center line, waiting. Predictability is safety. The controller is building a mental model of that runway, and the worst thing you can do is become the airplane that isn't where they think it is. That's the whole philosophy of radio phraseology, really. It's not about sounding smooth. It's not about sounding like an airline captain. I've flown with plenty of pilots who sounded gorgeous on the radio and had no idea what they were actually agreeing to. Phraseology exists so that two people who cannot see each other's faces, who may never have met, can build the exact same picture in their heads and agree on who is doing what and where and when. The standard words exist so there's no room for interpretation. Line up and wait means one thing. Everywhere on Earth now, to every controller and every pilot, that shared meaning is the safety system. When you freelance, when you make up your own words, when you read back Roger instead of the actual instruction, you're poking holes in the one system designed to keep two airplanes off the same slab of concrete. So here's what I want you to take to your next flight. Learn the three phrases cold. Hold short means stop before the runway. Line up and wait means get on the runway and stop. Cleared for takeoff means go, and nothing else means go. Read back your hold short instructions every time, with the runway number. Read back line up and wait, every time with your call sign. And when you're sitting in position, waiting, be actively waiting clock in your head. If it's been a couple of minutes and it's gone quiet, speak up. Remind them you're there, be the pilot who breaks the silence. If you want to go deeper, the phraseology itself lives in the FAA's Aeronautical Information Manual, the AIM, and the specifics of the 2010 change are documented right there in the record. The readback requirements for runway hold short instructions are spelled out in the same place. Read it in your own words, out loud, in your airplane on the ground before you ever need it under pressure. You can find more of these breakdowns over at radiohangar.com whenever you want them. Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. The best pilots I've ever flown with weren't the ones with the smoothest voices. They were the ones who never once sat quietly on a runway hoping somebody remembered they were there. Line up, wait, and keep your voice ready. I'll see you next time.